DW.
So we've just made it down to the foreshore at Manor Island, overlooking the North Beach. And seeing what is in front of me is just extraordinary. You've got these beautiful pockets of islands just sitting out there in the blue ocean. It's so crystal clear. It's kind of like working in paradise. Collie, do you feel like you live in paradise?
Yes, just by looking at the scenery here. Nice, beautiful beach, nice blue ocean, and the nice backdrop islands that we have here. It's just like paradise.
Collie makes coral on Manor Island, one of the few sites in Fiji which is trialling the growing and installation of new coral in established coral reefs.
The reason being is that we want to give back to the reef ecosystem here on the impact that is associated with climate change, especially the increasing in the seawater temperature. And also we tried to give back to those reefs that was damaged or affected from the past cyclone, which is the tropical cyclone Winston. We are trying to improve the health status of the reef here at Mana, and also to try and give back to the species or to all the fishes that are living surrounding the Mana Island. Yeah.
I had no idea that you could actually grow coral.
Yeah, growing coral is just like growing a small tree or plant. So we go out, we collect all those small coral fragments, and then we plot them, and then using each fragment, we plant them onto each base. So normally we call the base cookies, because it is shaped like a cookie and it has a small hole in the middle. So that hole will be holding the coral fragment. And then we'll be planting the fragment onto that hole, add a little bit more underwater epoxy glue, then we transfer the whole coral cookies and put them out there in the ocean. And we leave them and we do monitoring every week. If we see the coral survive, then we transfer that cookies onto the coral reef bed and they'll be their home for the rest of their life.
There are so many coral reefs around the world that are really struggling at the moment. The Great Barrier Reef in Australia is one of those, which is facing some very destructive coral bleaching. Do you see the coral planting program as a solution to the issues that are currently being faced by coral reefs?
Yes. At some point, yes, coral planting can be a solution to some of the things that are impacting our coral reef ecosystem around the world. But here at Mana, what I'm seeing is that all those coral that we are planting, most of them do survive, even though we've been experiencing an increase in the seawater temperatures, but still we do see the corals that we plant, none of them bleached out. So we are seeing that most of the fragments that we are planting, they somehow withstand the increasing in the seawater temperature, or somehow we withstand the stress that is already present in the marine ecosystem.
So what you're saying is the new coral that you're planting into the reef is actually stronger or surviving better than the coral that exists currently in the reef.
Yes.
Collie spent his childhood here on Manor Island and knows this place like the back of his hand.
Let's head down there and see some of this work that you've been doing.
Socks off.
Socks off. Flippers on.
So here we are, we're in the water, just off the beach. We've got some coral here. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, most of the corals here, they are a mixture of all the coral genesis. So we have branching coral, brain coral, and table coral. But the most common one on this side of the island is the branching coral.
What's happening with the coral right now?
All this coral here, they are all healthy. None of them is showing any sign of coral bleaching or any sign of algal growth on them. So this is a good indication that the sea this side is in a healthy condition.
Oh, I've just noticed a school of fish just wander past. There they are.
So these are the fish which is one of the indicator fish. So they are the indicator of the healthy coral, because they are associated with healthy coral, because most of them mainly feed from all the coral reef ecosystem. So if we have nice or plenty butterfly fish, then that means there's a nice healthy coral out there in the sea.
Essentially what you're doing is counteracting the effects and the behaviour of other people around the world. Here in Fiji, you're surrounded by a beautiful environment that is also under threat of climate change related issues. Do you feel that's fair, that you have to almost defend your natural environment against the recklessness of the rest of the world?
No, it's not fair, yes. Because we have to use much and spend much in order to keep up with the level of changes that is already happening.
What would you say to someone, people, leaders of the world, who don't necessarily believe in climate change or don't have that level of appreciation or understanding of the effect of their actions? What would you say to someone based on your experience here in Fiji?
Climate change is real. It is happening. And if they can help out, please do help out. This thing is happening not only in other parts of the Pacific. It is happening right in front of us here at Mana Island. So we've been seeing a lot of changes like increasing in sea level rise, coastal erosion, which is one of the most biggest thing which is happening here at the island. And that's why I'm doing this, just to give back to the things which I know is already been impacted or been affected by such actions that we are doing. And also trying to let the future generation enjoy the things which I'm enjoying at the moment.
DW